Hey everybody.
How's it going, everyone? This is Walner.
And my name is Katassi. And this is Failing to Freedom.
This is Failing to Freedom.
Woo! Second episode of the new year.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I hope you guys are having a great new year. Us 1 week down. And hope you guys have been at least getting stuff together for the year.
Definitely. We have a lot of plans for this year, and we hope everyone prosperity, happiness, and all the good things.
So, just to introduce ourselves, tell you a little bit of what we do. If you are a new listener, welcome to the podcast. We are real estate investors. That means we flip homes either at a wholesale price to other investors who are going to renovate and sell them, or we renovate them ourselves and sell them on the retail market to homeowners. So welcome. Our reoccurring listeners, thank you so much for showing your support and coming back again, listen to our podcast. As you know, we started this podcast because people were asking us questions when they saw us doing what we do. We've been doing what we do for 2 years this month, actually.
Already?
Yeah, two full years. And we decided to just put it all in one place. So that means if you have any questions, you can just go ahead and ask them, and we will try to do a podcast about them.
Definitely. Hopefully this podcast also, we wanted to serve as a resource for any aspiring entrepreneurs or real estate investors. We plan to share information on this platform to inspire. And again, like Katassi just said, if you have any questions or want to get in contact with us, please listen to the content and email us and reach us at our social media platforms, which we will give to you at the end of this episode.
Yep. Real estate has changed our lives, and we know that there's ways that everybody can use it as a wealth building tool, whether you want to do a big business or a small business, or just create passive income. So we just wanted to expose you guys to what we do and see if you guys would find it interesting enough to maybe want to partake.
Definitely. Tonight, we have a great episode, a very interesting episode, titled Four Myths
About Real Estate That We're Going to Debunk.
Exactly. Four Myths That We're Going to Debunk. And this is very important because fear is a big thing that...
Fear?
Yeah, fear.
Yeah.
Fear is something huge that Katassi and I were constantly getting over every day. And there's a lot of...
Misinformation
out there regarding real estate investing that can keep new investors from getting into it. So we want to talk about these four myths, and hopefully it can help you guys to get over that fear to start your real estate investing journey.
Absolutely. So we'll start with the first myth. The first myth about flipping houses is that you need a lot of money and or credit to do it. Mm-hmm. Total lie. Now let me get this straight. Let me be clear. Money is very essential. In fact, it's absolutely necessary for real estate, a real estate transaction. It's very necessary. Credit isn't necessary, but it is useful. Like if you have credit,
Definitely. You
get access to more streams of money, like a bank loan or a line of credit, things like that, which
right.
require your credit. Money is useful. It just does not have to be your money.
Right.
Understand that. Like when we're out here buying these houses, someone has to pay for them, but it does not have to be us.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be us, and it's never been us. Like we have never. I think the cheapest house we bought, we bought land, two acres of land for $47,000.
Right. Two plots of land.
It was 2 acres. Yeah.
Uh huh.
For $47,000.
Correct.
And that's the cheapest transaction that we've done, and we did not even
use our own money.
We never right. We don't have that at all, and. Someone bought it. Someone right. paid for it, but it's not you. So money is very necessary. It just does not have to be your money. So you do not need a lot of money. That's the key. You right. do not need a lot of money. Credit, it's always good to improve your credit, you know, for the way society works. Although I would make the argument that you don't really need credit, but whatever. We're not here to talk about that. Improving credit is useful, very useful. You just don't need credit to do real estate transactions.
Correct.
You don't need credit. It's useful because you can get more money by it. You know, you get access to like bank money or different investors who require you to have high credit scores, but you don't need it. You
right.
can go your whole career, make millions of dollars and never have a high credit score. Now, you personally do need some money. Some money. Because even when we first started out, like, you know, you, there's other ways, like you drive, you know, you market. So, you know, you need internet. So you need to some money, you know, but not thousands and thousands of dollars, because gas costs money. You know, nothing's ever not going to cost money.
Right.
If you're in your house using your computer, you need internet, that stuff costs money. So you need some money, you know, you need money to eat so that you can work, but you do not need a lot of money and you to do this business. You can literally do it with a couple of $100 just to start getting marketing, some lower cost marketing that we started out doing.
Right.
And personally, we'll even share our story. If you listen to, actually we did a podcast on it, how we got started. Mm-hmm. We had poor credit. Poor credit.
Right.
We
were still spending money that we were getting from our regular jobs, and that wasn't even enough to get us by. So
yeah, we didn't even we didn't have credit, bad credit.
I mean, for me, and I don't mind sharing that, I started definitely in the, mid to high 500s.
Exactly.
I mean, I had very poor credit.
Me too. I think I was 545.
Right.
When I started.
And that did not stop us from getting into real estate.
I have yet to be asked for my credit score.
I've never been asked for my credit score.
Yeah.
To do real estate.
Absolutely don't. The kind of investments you... That's a different story, but it doesn't require credit at all. As far as money, I mean, we were getting paid from our job, so we had like a little bit of money to like invest in a printer and better laptops when ours started dying, and, you know, to pay for gas, to do some extra driving, to look at houses and such. But we didn't have anything. We didn't even have enough money to pay for the course that we wanted to take.
Exactly.
And we had to borrow.
And you'll hear that in our podcast of how we got started. You'll hear all that information.
Yeah, so check that podcast out. But yeah, we didn't have a lot of money, and we definitely didn't have credit.
Right.
And
some ways that we were able to get into real estate investing is some real good techniques that we learned, like wholesaling.
Yep. That's our niche right there.
That's our niche. That's how we've made most of our profits here in investing. And, you know, that along with some other techniques, you can seriously get into real estate investing and get rid of that fear of thinking that you need to have a good credit or a lot of money.
Yeah.
However, again, just like Katasi mentioned first, those things are important to work on while you're investing, because, again, if you plan on growing and making more money, you want more access to capital, and you want, of course, for good financial health, you want a good credit score. But by no means, to get into real estate investing and making lots and lots of money, you do not need a lot of money or a perfect or high credit score.
You don't
score.
Need any of your own.
No. Right.
Yeah, because it does take money, just not yours.
Exactly.
What's our second myth?
Our second myth is real estate investing is complicated.
Oh, Lord.
Now, I actually empathize with individuals who come across this, because before we started real estate investing, before I started, I definitely had some fear. I actually had a lot of fear. And again, in the podcast, how we got started, I talk about, you know, the struggle that I had with, you know, leaving my job and how I panicked at one point. But yeah, I can definitely understand that there's fear. One, you're trying something new. And for me growing up, investing meant a whole bunch of numbers, complicated math, and something that was just out of reach, especially for my demographic as an African American.
I know, that's right.
So once I started to learn, you know, what real estate investing was about and how easily digestible it was, the process to do it is very simple. And, you know, once I got confident enough, we just went out there and did it.
Yep, you have to do it enough times. Right. Quite frankly, sometimes you don't get confidence until you do your first transaction.
Exactly. And the biggest thing is it's repetitive. The process is repetitive. And once you understand the process and you have it down packed, complication is no longer a factor. It's easily digestible. You just have to retain the information, and honestly, it's just something that's repetitive. Everyone in the real estate investing industry, you'll find that a lot of things are just repetitive. They say the same things, and the techniques are pretty much the same.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Real estate is a fairly simple process. Simple, like Maciel says, simple, not to be confused with easy. But the one thing about real estate, that it's a simple process, and the more you do it, like Walner said, the more you do it, the easier it gets. So something that is always simple, and eventually it becomes easy. Because quite frankly, it's like, you know, if you braid hair, it may not be easy all the time because maybe you get like blisters and stuff like that. But anything that you usually are used to doing, it just becomes like automatic to you. You just know, okay, what's next? Where's the next one? That's why you are able to handle more and more properties at a time, because you get the process. So it's just a process you have to learn. It's not complicated about it. If you don't believe that, it's because you don't know. And a lot of fear comes from ignorance. So all you have to do is, you know, if you don't know the details of something, please don't waste your time and your imagination and your blood pressure fearing it. Just try to be educated on it, and then base your emotions off of that.
And I'm happy you mentioned that, because, you know, with so many resources and materials out there, there's no reason why we shouldn't be looking things up and reading up on some things.
Exactly. If you're not going to even bother to look things up, don't even waste your emotions on them. Move on to something else that you know about enough to decide to be scared of. real estate, at the end of the day, is simple and eventually becomes easy. Now, obviously, the more properties you do, the harder you're going to have to work, but that's with anything, you know. Anything, the more you do, you know, it's just hard work.
But also, the greater the reward.
Exactly. But it's quite simple. Our third myth is that you need to be a real estate agent. You need to be a real estate agent.
In order to invest in real estate.
Big wrong. Juan actually wanted to become a real estate agent, but not because he had to. There are some benefits to being a realtor, you know, to do this, but you don't have to.
At all.
Real estate agents, they professionally sell real estate. They're real estate brokers, and that's fun, and that's, you know, awesome. It's just not necessary. You know, a lot of times people have this, like, there's this, like, prestige that goes around, like, a professional.
Right.
It's like, oh, you have a license, or, you know, like, as if, like, you're the only one with powers to do things. All real estate is two parties, two or more, really, agreeing to sell a property. And as long as you have two people who agree, I can sell you my house, you can sell me your house, I can sell your mom my house. It doesn't even have to be on a contract. We can literally write it on a napkin as long as it's written. Quite frankly, it may not even have to be written. We can go to the courthouse and you can quit claim it to me. You know, it's just two parties agreeing to exchange a property.
Exactly.
For money or not.
Right.
And it does not have to be a professional there to do that.
Right.
At all. And trust me, it's not even illegal. Right.
Real estate agents, you know, they obviously, it's their profession. They work based off commission. That's how they eat. But by no means, if Katasi, you agree to sell me a property and I agree to buy it from you at a certain price, there's no way we need a third party like a real estate agent to come in and facilitate that. We can facilitate it ourselves, record it, and then make that transaction happen.
Yeah. Like, because obviously it's useful to use a real estate agent because, you know, they know laws. Like, there's some things that may be required that you may not know about. I mean, and if you don't follow those things, then you would have to deal with it individually, right, you know, as parties. But
by no means. If you're well-versed with the laws of your state, or if you have somebody who is, there's no way you should need a real estate agent to be part of any transaction.
Exactly. Always educate yourself to make sure that you're doing things properly, but you don't need a licensed professional broker to broker a deal between you and someone else.
Correct. I hope I could just feel the fear just coming out of anyone listening to this right now.
I hope so, too.
Let's get to our fourth and final myth about real estate investing,
which basically piggybacks off the realtor.
You don't need a degree to invest in real estate, or you need a degree
or higher education.
Hit
them with the fact.
That is a big myth. The true fact is 37% of people who invest in the United States have a high school diploma or less.
There you go.
So if that's not a fear dropper, there it is.
And 37 is a pretty high percent.
I mean, 37% of people who invest, that's a high percentage.
That's a high percentage.
So, and these people at most have a high school diploma or less. So, there you go right there. You do not need a bachelor's degree. You do not need an associate's. You do not need a doctorate. You do not need a professional degree.
You don't need a real estate license.
You do not need a real estate
license. You don't need to know calculus.
You don't need to know calculus.
You do need to know simple math, and you need to know what numbers look like and such, like addition and arithmetic.
And you do need to know how to read.
You do need to know how to read.
But by how, no means.
Uh-huh. But by no means do you need to be a Harvard graduate to do this business.
Right.
I know there's like this image of investing that is so far removed from us that like you think that, you know, old or, you know, strong or not strong. Old like white men on Wall Street are the only people who can deal with the word investing. There's this connotation around investing that it's so complicated and you need a license and it's something so far away from me that I can do that I cannot possibly do this thing because it's something like even if like I could do it, I would have to get a license or and getting a realtor license. We've heard pretty much across the board from our realtors it's very hard. It's this process that I have to go through this rigorous training to be a realtor. It really isn't. Find a house. Convince the person to sell it to you. Negotiate a price that works at numbers that work for you to make a profit. Sell it, make your profit. Like that is a very simplified
right
version of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But that is what we do.
Exactly. Exactly. And we see people doing deals every single day. Yeah.
Robert Kiyosaki, wasn't he the one who said that he sucked at school?
Oh, yeah.
The author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, he said he sucked at school, mm-hmm. and school never taught him about financial education. He just, like, you know, he was a D student, F student.
C, yeah.
But then he got his gig in real estate.
Exactly.
And he, you know, he's out here, multimillionaire, doing all kinds of other business ventures. But the point is that real estate is accessible to you. Real estate is possible for you. I know a lot of y'all live in homes right now. The stuff is everywhere. There is money everywhere.
Right. Your backyards, down the street, next to your schools.
Yep.
There is money everywhere and people are buying and selling
real every estate day around you and making every single day millions of dollars. And we just want you to feel comfortable enough to be able to learn about it.
Right.
And to be able to start making money from it. Mm-hmm. In a way that empowers you financially, hopefully gives you ability to pay down debt, help out loved ones, plan for your family, go on a vacation, whatever it is that you need.
Yeah, and building up your bank account and working on your credit.
Yeah.
We hope that we definitely reached out to anyone who may have any fears, and I know we didn't cover everything for any questions that you may have, so please send them in and then we'll try to fit them in our future podcast.
Absolutely. Or interact on the Instagram page, Failing to Freedom, Failing TO Freedom, and that is our Facebook page as well. You can find us on Twitter at Failing2Freedom and on Periscope at Failing2Freedom. If you want to talk to us confidentially and not on the public social media pages, you can send us an email at failingtofreedom@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to engage with you, answer your questions, your concerns, anything else that you would like. So subscribe on Spotify, mm-hmm. SoundCloud,
mm-hmm. and iTunes.
So subscribe, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Definitely. It's a juicy 2017. We have a lot of new things coming. Katasi's working on a whole new branding makeover for us, so keep a lookout for that, and we hope to see you guys soon.
Thanks, y'all.